rates, and load factor. With cargo pricing, carriers charge by the greater of either weight or dimensional weight, called din weight or din factor, which is the cubic volume, length times width times height, divided by an artificially selected number, UPS. For domestic shipments, including U.S. export, UPS uses a dimensional weight divisor of 166 cubic inches per pound. They might have different divisors for international, non-U.S. shipments depending on the rate type. FedEx. FedEx uses a dimensional weight divisor of 139 cubic inches per pound for both domestic and international shipments. Airlines. Depending on the airline, either 5,000 or 6,000 centimeters 3/4 is used. This means that large but light packages are charged more than the charge their actual weight would incur. Charging a shipper by dimensional weight helps compensate air freight companies for bulky cargo that takes up more of the valuable cargo space than its weight alone would indicate. Operational efficiency. Load factor. A measure of operating efficiency is the load factor, which measures the percentage of a plane's capacity that is used. Another way to think of load factor is as a dimension factor, din factor. The load factor for international freight can create a very high cost that discourages bulky cargo. To determine the load factor for air cargo, first determine the cargo's volume. Once volume is known, calculate the load factor. If a plane's load factor is too low, that is, if there is excess space in a cargo plane, the airline may feel that it's better to use a smaller plane. It has been standard practice for the air transport industry to use large capacity planes for high demand routes, for example, Chicago to New York, and smaller planes for low demand routes, for example, Pittsburgh to Memphis.